I'm Robert Eric West, and this moment in Black history is brought to you by West Mortuary. George Franklin Grant was the first African-American professor at Harvard, a Boston dentist, and an inventor of the early composite golf tee. George Franklin Grant was born on September 15, 1846 in Oswego, New York, to former slaves Phyllis Pitt and Tudor Grant. He attended the Bordertown School in Bordertown, New Jersey. When he was 15 years old, a local dentist, Dr. Albert Smith, hired him as an errand boy. He soon became a lab assistant, and Dr. Smith encouraged him to pursue a career in dentistry. In 1868, he and Robert Tanner Freeman, another son of former slaves, became the first blacks to enroll in Harvard Dental School. After receiving his degree in 1870, he became the first African-American faculty member at Harvard in the School of Mechanical Dentistry, and there he served for 19 years. While there, he specialized in treating patients with congenital cleft palates. His first patient was a 14-year-old girl, and by 1889, he had treated 115 cases. He patented a prosthetic device that allowed patients to speak normally. He was a founding member and president of the Harvard Odontological Society, and in 1881, he was elected president of the Harvard Dental Association. Grant was an avid golfer, but he was unhappy with the mess that came with the tee shot. Teeing the ball involved pinching moist sand into a mound, and doing that 18 times around was enough to annoy Dr. Grant. So he devised an invention that would forever change the game of golf. He invented a golf tee, whittled out of wood and capped with the latex resin used in dentistry for root canals. On December 12, 1899, he received a U.S. patent for the world's first golf tee. But Grant was an inventor, not a businessman, and he never marketed his golf innovation. It would be hard to imagine that any sporting equipment has been used more than the golf tee. But Dr. Grant had them manufactured locally and just gave them away to friends and playing partners by the handful. Dr. George Franklin Grant died on August 21, 1910 at his vacation home in Chester, New Hampshire, of liver disease. Join me next week and every week on this station, our Facebook page, and on Instagram as I continue to highlight our history as proud African Americans. I dedicate this week's episode to two friends that left us too soon, Fred Williams and Sheriff Leonard Johnson. Take your rest, gentlemen. See you on the other side.